Welcome to the Amplify Clearwater Show, powered by 13th Avenue Media. We are very excited to take you on a journey to learn more about the incredible businesses, nonprofits, and community leaders that are here in Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. If you feel so inclined, please share this with somebody who might also enjoy it, subscribe, and write a review. Thank you for joining us and enjoy the show.
Thank you for joining us. So my experience, so obviously everyone knows who I am, Jenny Barrow, Director of Business Development, Member Engagement for the Chamber. I have no experience with TikTok. Sometimes my friend will send me a TikTok.
And that means they love you.
Yeah. She's on it very often. So I can see that TikTok. And then from there, it gives you about 15-second glimpse into other ones. So I tend to do that a little bit. And then, but I can't bring myself to download it. So talk me into it.
Alyssa?
Yes, been on TikTok for over a year. I feel like pre-pandemic TikTok user here. So it's been, and you're right, it's absolutely like a rabbit hole, but we've been on it for a while. You were on it first though. So props to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. Who are you and what do you do, Alyssa?
Oh yeah, you want to go through the... Sure. My name is Alyssa Palenzuela. I'm the digital media specialist for 13th Avenue Media. I basically, depending on what our clients need, we'll do that. So some of our clients need daily content creation, which means, you know, I'm not only like making graphics and doing videos, posting daily, but some of our clients just need consulting. So we offer consulting as well. We obviously do workshops like the one we're having right now. And other things that as well, including like trainings, one-on-one training, staff training, like surrounded around media, you know, because we're marketing in the year that we're living in, which includes things like TikTok and also like other new and up and coming apps like Clubhouse and all that kind of fun stuff. So that's what I do. And that's what we do at 13th Ave. So yeah.
Hey, Kayla.
Hi. I am Kayla. I am in property management, so I work with Cortland Bayside Apartments in Clearwater, and I'm also chair of the Young Professionals Group. I have been using TikTok. I get sucked into it because you just keep scrolling through the videos, and they're pretty fun. I actually experimented with my first actually making a TikTok a couple weeks ago. It was kind of fun. But that's it.
That's awesome. Who else is on the call here? We got Linda. You want to say hi, Linda?
Sorry. I just walked right in. I'm Linda. I work with Sonesta Simply Suites. I'm the sales director at the hotel. And no, I've never used TikTok. Never been on it, never used it, nothing.
Perfect.
What the beginning, very beginning.
I love it. I love it. And we have CP. You want to say hi? Or sing a song for us? No? Okay. So, you want to just go ahead? Let's get started. All right. So I am Sharon Feckety and I'm the founder of 13th Avenue Media and I love me some TikTok, truly. So we are going to have some fun today. It's always good for me to understand who everybody is and what they do so I can help you specific to your business. So if questions come up, especially the ones that you're afraid to ask, those are my favorite, just throw them in the chat. Or we'll just have a conversation after I go through some of these slides. But we're going to have a very, you know, especially for those who have never opened it, downloaded it, you know, this is like 101. And for Kayla, who seems advanced now in comparison, if you have tried one, we'll talk about some options for the businesses, some ideas, because we looked everybody up before. So we knew who we could kind of cater to cater this talk to. So Alyssa is gonna, she's on the ones and twos, as we like to call it. She handles all of the slides, does all the graphics, because she could tell you better than me, you don't want me doing that. Just to share the screen sometimes, I'm like, what do I do? So the first thing I wanna talk about is just basic, you know, what is TikTok? And those are the logos for TikTok. And then we included the Reels logo for Instagram right there that Alyssa is circling. Because for people like Jenny, who might not have transferred over to TikTok, you know, TikTok is so popular that Instagram had to build a feature to compete with it. So if you remember during the panorama, there was a time when the previous president of the United States was trying to get TikTok banned. And for somebody like myself and Alyssa, we were very nervous because it certainly was our entertainment throughout the terrible time that we had all gone through and are still, you know, merging out of. So, you know, once the president of the United States has an interest in a platform, it's time. It's time to look into it. So this is really a like, let's not be scared. Let's branch out. It is probably nothing at all what you think. So TikTok, it should be playing a crucial role in your business's marketing strategy because there's 1 billion monthly users. That's a billion, right? It offers tools where you could edit 15 second to minute videos with text, music, stickers, and other special effects. So we'll kind of drill down on that a little bit later. So the next slide is what I would assume most people think TikTok is. So hence why I put it up there. No, it's not just dancing. It's so like I'm on TikTok and I danced one time and I only danced one time and it was really just kind of like that. It wasn't any big move because I was moved to do it. But out of the, God, I have no idea how many videos I have on my own page. That's the only time I've ever danced. So it's not just dancing. There's actually something for everyone. It's just an immense opportunity to grow your brand and actually educate your audience by showcasing your personality, your business's personality, your values, and highlighting what separates you from everybody else. So if you were here in the LinkedIn workshop, there are 2 platforms right now that offer the absolute most organic reach, and TikTok supersedes LinkedIn. But LinkedIn is also a very powerful media tool right now. So I like to attribute the things that we do in business to life. You know, a lot of us are just really comfortable on Instagram or we're really comfortable on Facebook. And all of those people that like to stay in their comfort zone will stay there. And the people that are trying to be a little more creative or trying to reach a different crowd will move into these other areas because Facebook, Instagram is never going away. It's very safe, but you are never going to reach the audience that you once were able to. So my job in doing this workshop is to give you value and to be as honest as possible. So I don't think about like, oh, I don't want to say anything that's going to offend somebody. I'm only talking about the things that I know are 100% true when it comes to social media because it's what I study. You know, it's one of my many obsessions in life is social media. So it's not just dancing, but it's less, you know, social media in general is less about traditional hard selling marketing. And more about communication and connection. So I'm trying to kind of shift people's mindsets a little bit when they're thinking about using social media. It should be more of when it comes to business, how can I educate prospects? And how can I how can I use social media as a tool that is free? You know, you might be paying a media company like ours to do it, but everybody should understand why they're paying somebody. And if they're doing it well, they should be observing what they're doing. But, you know, TikTok is such an optimal platform for commanding attention, and attention being the word that we should all be considering. Whatever it is that you're putting out. One of our clients today, for example, did a wonderful video about his grandchildren. Has nothing to do about what he does for business, but people like to do business with people that they like. So if you show a little bit of your company personality or work on your own personality, or if you work with apartments, the apartment's personality, you have a greater opportunity on a platform like TikTok to reach your client base because of the organic push that TikTok offers. All right, so let's go to slide 3. One of my favorite things to say, tasting. So because I've asked for feedback of, you know, what do you know about TikTok? You know, have you used it? Have you posted on it? And because, you know, we only have one who's a pro outside of Alyssa, and not including myself, but because you've actually posted a video, Kayla, you are now at pro status here. I could never teach you the tactics if you've never actually even downloaded the app. Okay. You have to taste it. Taste TikTok. So the first step would be, don't be afraid. And it's free. Download the app. Now, you probably want to download this app when you don't have to be somewhere at a certain time, or you don't have to pick the kids up, because you probably will go down a bit of a rabbit hole. But spending time, the best advice I can give you about TikTok, and I promise you, I always take the advice that I offer, is that you spend time watching TikTok, watching what's popular among your own demographic. So you have to taste it before you even start using it. To think that Kayla feels a little bit better because she actually did it. So whether it was good, bad, or indifferent, you are way ahead of the curve because you've tried to post. Observing it and then trying it is absolutely the only way that you're going to be able to, you know, utilize TikTok to your business's advantage. So you want to check out what competitors are doing too. I don't even actually like the word competitor. I believe in collaboration. But when it comes to business, which is, you know, what I own businesses. And I always believe there should be a strategy behind any marketing and that means social media, everybody, in 2021. So what we need to do is we need to see what people that are in our industry are doing, right? So I'm going to just use this example of apartments. There is some really incredible TikTok videos just showcasing places and putting a trending song with the apartment that is being showcased. So if you have just built something beautiful, you know, walking in and just filming, taking a video of the space and then going back and posting that video and adding some trending music and adding some maybe text in it, a sticker or two. If you like stickers, I'm not a fan of stickers. That's just me. I'm only a sticker fan on LinkedIn because it seems to be the only thing that showcases the content to more people is if you use a sticker. That's just a trick. But really and truly, like, you have to test it. You have to put some out there. But for apartments, for sure, like, you can search what the trending songs are and you put music behind it, put text behind it. You could also record behind it. So I'm going to, because this says how to use TikTok, I am going to tell you, say you took that idea that I just gave you and you film the inside of this beautiful new apartment that is in Clearwater. If I was a property manager trying to showcase properties and get people to move into them, I would not only be taking videos of the property inside, outside, but I would also be showcasing the demographic of Clearwater, which is, you know, very easy to showcase some beautiful spaces in Clearwater. And then, like I said, some people are not comfortable behind the camera. So the great thing about TikTok is that you don't have to be behind the camera, even though it's video. You can take video of something else, which is what I do. I ride my bike everywhere. My entire TikTok is honestly like my bicycle. People must think I'm completely obsessed and in love with my bicycle. And I am. It's all over my TikTok. And I like to do motivational. So I will put a song behind it, put some words behind it. And I'm, you know, I had a video just the other day that had like, I don't know, 9,000 views. And that's a lot for somebody like me. You know, I'm no influencer, but it brings more attention. And then what I see is my other platform starting to build, because people are going to be curious and they're going to want to see what you do or who you are or what you're selling. So it's all about that attention. So let's go to the next slide. But we have to practice creating some of these TikTok videos before hitting publish. So give yourself an opportunity to start practicing them. Branding versus selling. Well, I mean, listen, I couldn't say this enough. I think these terms are in every single one of my workshops because it is 100% the truth. We don't have to put our phone number in anything, people. Okay? Because if you can't click on the phone number, nobody's copying and pasting your phone number. You know, going call here or click here if that link is not clickable. So it's so hard to reset somebody's mind in business if they're so used to selling, you know, get 6 Botox vials, 50% off for the month of June because it's Pride Month. I don't know, whatever it is that you're doing, it doesn't work. People are so savvy today when it comes to working with clients that are authentic, working with businesses that are authentic, working with products that are authentic. You can't be in philanthropy today without people, you know, checking you out and making sure, because the internet has allowed all of us to have access to everything. And we all do research, right? So when we say things like, I went down a rabbit hole, yeah, we could go down a rabbit hole of your business, of somebody else's business. We could look up your reviews. You know, there's so much information about that out there about our business, our personal lives. I always tell people when they ask how to get in touch with me, I'm like, I'm pretty sure if you Google my name, you probably get to my home address. I'm not concerned about privacy today. So nothing's happened yet. But I really think that it's important that we understand, especially on a platform like TikTok, that we should be only considering branding, because the sale will come. People will be interested. When you're interested in buying something, you research it. You know, you see if you can get it somewhere, maybe cheaper somewhere else. We all go to Amazon, okay? But branding versus selling 100% does not work on TikTok. It doesn't work anywhere, but it especially doesn't work on TikTok. So pushing your product or your service on the viewers is just going to really make them turn away. There's a lot, you know, if you have Facebook and Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, whatever it is that you have, you have content already and you can repurpose it. Jenny mentioned before we jumped on today that she's been on some reels, which is the closest thing to TikTok. But remember, Instagram created reels because they saw how powerful TikTok was. So they had to stay relevant. That's why they did that. So Reels is, you know, certainly an important tool to use because it's another space to get organic reach. But TikTok is a place where you could repurpose that content. So Jenny had mentioned that she had seen some TikToks on Reels. I do the same thing. I mean, there's so much content being created. Sometimes I don't have the time to make something specific for all these platforms that I use. So I will save a TikTok video that I've done, which takes time, work, and effort. Like everything that you want to be a success takes time, work, effort. So I will just repurpose them on TikTok. I'll do a Reels and I'll repurpose it on TikTok. I'll do a video for LinkedIn and I'll repurpose it on TikTok. I'm not as big on repurposing things onto TikTok as I am as taking a TikTok video and repurposing it somewhere else, because TikTok's platform really gives you all of the best tools, in my opinion, because they have the most trending music. There's limitations on Reels and Instagram. There's limitation with copyright for Facebook. So TikTok, I don't know, it's like a free-for-all, you know? And if you were really immersed into the culture today, there are so many artists, musical artists, that have gone from nobody ever hearing their song to everybody hearing it because it's on the radio every day. So TikTok as a selling place is the best, even though you shouldn't be selling. You should be branding. I'm hoping that's starting to register. Sometimes I realize, trust me, that I say things and people are probably like, what in the hell is she talking about? But branding versus selling is 100% the way to go. All right, so let's move on to some ideas for TikTok videos, because I want to be able to open this up to questions and such. So because 13th Avenue Media, we are an organic social media company. We do content. We are the creatives. We're giving the ideas for videos. We're coming up with the hashtags everybody should be using. We are the ones that are drilling home consistency. I get, of course, a lot of pushback that, oh, well, TikTok, this isn't going to work. I'm a doctor, so I work with doctors. So if you can see the first one that's on the left-hand side, he is a physician and he has 417,000 followers. He has over 14 million likes on his page. So that's a doctor, right? And why would a doctor want to do this? Well, he's fantastic. I follow him. He's educating so many of us. He's, which is what TikTok is really, really amazing for businesses. It's to educate people. But he's also now offered brand deals and brand opportunities, and he's an influencer now. So he'll get hired to speak at conferences because he has such a large following that now, you know, or he's also been interviewed on the news. You know, he's getting a lot of press because he's been able to increase his TikTok following just by being authentic and educating people. And of course, it has grown his practice tremendously. The next one is an attorney. We have attorney clients at 13th Avenue Media. It's very difficult to get our clients to listen sometimes, that we might have an idea of what is beneficial to grow your business. And this is an attorney, and most attorneys would never think, you know, because of the law, that you can go on TikTok and promote. Well, you're not promoting because you're branding. So you're educating. You know, you could see she has over 14,000 followers on her page and over 14 million likes. The next one is a career coach. We do work with recruiters. So how am I going to be a recruiter and be on TikTok? Well, I mean, 118,000 people think it's a good idea. You might want to try it. So, because the organic reach is so big, is so strong, and it's so difficult to penetrate on these other platforms, unless you are using paid advertising for Facebook, paid advertising for Instagram is what is going to enable you to reach the masses, which is what you sometimes need to encourage awareness to your brand. But going onto a platform like TikTok that is organic, free, that could bring a lot of attention to you just by being creative or just by educating, really can go a long way. So, and last but not least, you know, we put this out there for everybody in the apartment space or condo space or real estate. This is Project Home again, over 118,000 followers. And all they're doing is talking about what they do for a living, you know? So I don't know, Alyssa, if we have another slide about ideas. If not, I could just use this. Maybe just unmute yourself and let me know. Is that the last slide?
No, but I have, and also that was the Project Home again is a nonprofit. This is the only four that I chose to highlight because they were all kind of featuring someone different from different sectors. Everyone else was repeats.
Cool. So yeah. The last thing I want to mention before we open it up is just some ideas for TikTok videos. Okay. That if you don't know what to do, I'm going to give you this list. And if you guys want me to email you this list, I'm happy to do it. So one of the ideas is just to show your audience a behind the scenes look. There's a reason why, you know, documentaries work and behind the scenes work is because people, we just nosy. We want to see what you're doing. You know, it's like how people used to feel like nobody cares if you're eating a slice of pizza. Well, it turns out a lot of people in the world do. I don't know why. We're curious people. There's a reason why rubbernecking exists. We want to know what's happening, even though it's horrible and tragic, and we really should not be rubbernecking. Everybody does it. So show the people. Show the people behind the scenes, a day in the life of a property manager, a day in the life of a lawyer, a day in the life, a day in the life, a day in the life of a business development specialist at a chamber of commerce. Create a before and after. So like if you have a service or you're building something new, we want to make sure that you show them like for putting out a property, you know, if you're just building new apartments, want to show how it looked at the beginning stages and throughout the process. People love that, you know. Charlie Brown behind me is snoring. That's sweet. Tell your story. Tell your story. Tell your story. Your story works. People want to know why you started your business, why you do what you do, how you continue to keep doing it, what sets you apart from everybody else, what your vision is, what your mission is. And there's really, really great creative ways to do that on TikTok. For sure, this is like the best advice I can give you today is teach your audience a skill or share tips. For all the years that I've been in business, helping clients grow and build out their businesses, I have heard some wacko stuff. Like, what if somebody steals it, this stuff that I'm teaching them? So what I say in the most kind way that I can offer, there is a such thing as YouTube, you know, like you can Google anything today, whatever it is that is your skill, somebody else has it and is probably doing it better than you. So don't be shy. We are all unique. We all have a different way of delivering information, delivering education, talking about our business. You know, we have some real characters in our own client base and we've heard all the stories. I don't think anybody's going to want to listen to this. And believe me, they do. In teaching somebody a skill, teaching somebody what you know, like what I'm doing today, you know, these are skills that I spent a lot of time, like I've spent a lot of time on TikTok. I do TikTok out of pleasure. I will be very honest with you. It definitely has been the most entertaining space for me to go. Like sometimes I'm excited when nobody else is home and it's the end of my day and I could just go down the rabbit hole and I laugh. And then I send TikToks to other people and I make them laugh. So teaching somebody skills online through TikTok is a great idea. Sharing some tips. Show your products in action. You know, if you have a product, show how it works, what it does, where they can buy it. Celebrating employees, sharing content, making lists with music in the background. Again, if you've never posted a video to TikTok before, this is like speaking another language, okay? Jenny, because you know Reels, maybe it's not entirely different, but making a list and adding trending music in the background is going to give people an opportunity to see who you are and what you do. So it's a great idea. Jump on a trend. And as always, if you can, include your pets. people love doggies and they love kittens and they love bunny rabbits. And I drove back from an appointment I had this morning in Feather Sound purposely by Lake Avenue because they have horses there and it makes me happy. So I like looking at animals. It does something for people. So if you can include them in showing an apartment, put a dog in there, you'd be surprised at how many people would love it. So that's it for my blah, blah, blahing. I'd really love to answer some questions or share some more tips, but you know, I'm here for you. So I hope you take advantage and ask that question that you might not think is a good idea to ask because you're embarrassed because you've never used it, but please go for it. Thank you for being here. I'm muting myself to take a sip of water.
So can you go through again a couple of the, obviously with businesses, it's different. People, you know, it's not like, you know, oh, watch me eat some pizza at work type of thing. But can you go through a couple of your ideas for businesses again?
Sure. Always showing behind the scenes. People love nothing more than to check out a day in the life because for many reasons, right? Maybe somebody's just curious about you. Maybe somebody's curious about your business. Maybe somebody is thinking about becoming what you are and they want to know more about it. Maybe somebody wants to join the chamber and they want to see what a day in the life is of being a member, what a day in the life is to go to an event. So a day in the life is always beneficial. Before and afters, you know, we use that a lot for, we have a wig company that we work with. So we'll show like a ratty old horrible looking wig. And then we'll show it after the stylist has like blown it out or it goes on one of our influencers, you know, tremendous to be able to show a before and after. The same goes for properties. If you're building something, if you're building a business, to show what it looked like at first and then showing it later. Definitely teaching a skill. You know, I give all of my information away for free. Hello, right now, all the time, every day. I'm not concerned that somebody's going to steal it. I don't care. I would like you to steal it. It's flattering. I want to share my knowledge to help you because, you know, there's over a billion people a month on TikTok. So I'm not worried about what I'm doing because there's a billion other people doing the same thing. Maybe a little more creative. Definitely showing products in action. If you have a product, showing how it works. This is a great opportunity to introduce influencers, and that is a workshop that we're going to do. I'm going to somehow combine that with the next one, which is organic versus paid, because I think influencers are incredible, and influencers have had a difficult time making the shift from Instagram over to TikTok for all the same reasons that everybody has a hard time doing something that's different. Or changing something. It's so much easier to naysay something. Oh, TikTok isn't gonna work. Oh, Instagram reels aren't gonna work. Oh, hashtags don't work. Well, I don't know. I'm thinking that a lot of people get elected today because of branding, which is all being used in social media. So, you know, if politicians and great leaders of the world are thinking about taking something offline, pretty sure it's working. Celebrating employees, celebrating staff, putting the focus on somebody else, sharing maybe even about a client that you've worked with or members of Amplify Clearwater. If you think that they're doing amazing jobs like me, I'm just kidding. Showcase them, share about them. You know, there is something to be said about people showing love and sharing gratitude for others and in the work that they do. So I highly recommend that. Sharing content, making lists with music in the background, jumping on a trend, including your pets. There are trends in hashtags, and there are trends in music on TikTok. There are just trends everywhere. But when you are tasting, like I mentioned before, when you're tasting TikTok, you should check out the trends. You should look and see what others are doing, what is popular, what's going to help you stand out from everybody else. I hope that answered your question. Who's next? Come on, ask a question. You could do it. It's all good. All right, well, listen, I'm happy to, as always, to end these early. I know that it's a difficult thing to use a new platform. I'm happy to, you know, we offer free consulting at 13th Avenue Media if anybody's ever interested in learning more about it. Sometimes people hire, here's a tip before you go. If you are to hire somebody within your company that is a marketing person, that it handles marketing, make sure you have to understand how marketing works, because how do you know if somebody's doing a good job if you don't understand all these platforms, right? So it's a good idea to bring people in from the outside to train those people, or to just test and make sure that they are taking your money and putting it to good use. So I think that there's a lot to be said about knowing enough to be dangerous. Even if this is not something that you want to put into your business plan, your strategy, your marketing plan, somebody is going to come up behind you and do it better, and you're going to be left in the dust. I mean that in the nicest way possible. But I think that with social media today, I mean, there's two magazines just here in Tampa Bay that have recently gone out of business. There's a reason for that. You know, there's a reason why I don't get the newspaper anymore. Everything is online. And how are we going to transmit information today that is going to stand out? You know, it's certainly not going to be a 6-page email, you know, short, sweet, and have a seat. And maybe if you can add a little humor into it, or be authentic and be real with your audience, you'd be surprised at how much that can turn somebody into a client. So if anybody has any questions, speak now or forever hold your peace, as my mother would say, with a little Irish brogue. Or we'll move on. Thanks, Jenny, for hosting with me.
Thank you. See this?
What is it? You downloaded it?
Yay!
Yes. It's terrible. You can't really see it, but I've officially downloaded TikTok for the chamber. I think it's a great time that we have our communications intern who just graduated from high school. I have a feeling they know a lot about TikTok. So it's perfect timing for us to be able to start this. So we really appreciate you sharing some ideas for us as a business, because obviously it's very different, not really very different, but obviously the way that we want to push our message across, we want it to be interesting to people and not, oh, it's just a business, I don't care.
Truly, you want to be a part of 2021.
That's right.
Kayla, did you unmute yourself? Did you have a question or a comment?
Sorry, I'm like a revolving door over here. No, I was just going to say thank you. I would have, like, honestly, when I first saw that, this is the first one that I've been able to join. So I kind of missed some of the other ones. LinkedIn, I'm sure it was probably a really good one. But I saw, I was like, TikTok, like, I don't know, how can you use this with a business? But even I look through and see so many businesses, and it really makes sense. So I think I'm going to start one for our property and just kind of see how it goes.
Well, I think that's a great idea. I mean, if you really want to get some great ideas about properties, I'm from New York originally, and TikTok sometimes makes me want to move back there. Then I remember I can't afford that type of real estate. But honestly, what they do, if you just search like a hashtag of Manhattan properties, just to see how they do it, how they show, you know, the outside and the inside, and they put the music behind it. You know, just start searching other businesses that are doing, like I always say, you know, there's no reason to reinvent the wheel. The wheel has already been invented. You just got to do it better. That's all. You know, you put your little spin on it, your little flair, I have yet to see anybody in the Tampa Bay area do anything really great with properties on TikTok. I've seen it on Instagram, but I'm 100% sure it would pop. I know that there's a lot of people in Tampa Bay right now, influencers, that are being paid to showcase different restaurants or different travel spots. So that's a good idea even for Amplify to really showcase all the businesses, all of the wonderful hotels that we have, and showing, you know, all the different industries that are a part of Amplify in just like a cool, fun way, you know, with music, because not everybody wants to hear all of the, well, we bought this property in 1985 and started building, you know, just let the pictures and the music do the work for you.
Well, I've seen some pretty good videos of Kayla's property. They posted some on Instagram. I think when I first saw it was a while back. So that to me, just to be able to see the inside, because obviously, you know, like when people go online to look at properties or where they, you know, different apartments to move into, they're seeing, you know, the 3D floor plan and that's it. And there's a few videos that I've seen of your property and I'm like, oh my gosh, I want that kitchen and I want that closet, you know. So I think
that's, and most of that started through COVID because, you know, you couldn't go to these places. So then social media just blew up.
Yeah, those would do great. So you could just repurpose the ones that are already done. And you just add some text to it. I like to add a little text, not too much, or, you know, speaking over it using the audio. There's, Alyssa, it says audio, right? I think it says audio. You'll figure it out. Yeah, there's a microphone. You know what? You test it. That's why I say always taste, always test before we put something out. And then the music. So just a little tip too for the music. You know, there's volume controls. So say you make a video and there's even construction in the background, you can turn the volume all the way down on that and then put, you know, the music a little bit higher. So it kind of sounds like, I mean, the videos that are made are incredible. They sound, they look and sound professional, but really it's just happening through an iPhone.
Yeah, and I've actually, so I'm part of a Chamber of Commerce professionals page on Facebook, and a lot of people have been talking about TikTok and how to use it. And there's a few people that are like, even if I don't post this to my to a TikTok page, just the different abilities for putting together videos is so good.
So good.
To be able to pull and put it other places. Because I mean, right now we use Adobe Premiere to create, you know, our videos. And when you think about it, it takes a lot of time and energy into that rather than just, it's all at the fingertips to do it right there.
Alyssa loves Premiere. We love, oh my God, not iTunes, Apple Movie, you know? So even that, that's a lot of work. With TikTok, you can, it's right here on your phone. It's really the best. I can't say enough about TikTok. So I'm always bummed when people are like, oh, I don't think that's for me. I'm too old or I'm too this. A lot of it is just like, well, you just don't want to learn it. I get that. There's already a lot that we have to learn, but this can be a lot of fun. It could be a lot of fun in your business too. So I hope everybody at least tries it out. I look forward. I'm going to start following Kayla's company on TikTok.
That's right.
And I'm excited for all of you to learn more about it. So if there's ever any questions, feel free to reach out. I'm sure our information is somewhere on Amplify. It is. We're a member.
That's right.
All right.
Well, thank you, Sharon. I really appreciate it. And if anyone doesn't hear from me for a while, you can just assume I'm on TikTok.
We'll be watching.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we'd love for you to share it with somebody else who might be interested in learning more about Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. To learn more about sponsorship, please reach out to Jennifer Burrow. Her email address is Jenny, J-E-N-I, at amplifyclearwater.com. Thank you. Thank you.